Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies in the mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour and then increasing clouds. Tonight, cloudy early, then partly cloudy skies overnight. We'll see temperatures around 50. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy. We'll see highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, 55. And Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, temps in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Rick Averett. A 26-year-old woman is in custody on suspicion of drunken driving after a rollover crash that killed her 5-year-old daughter over the weekend. That crash happening around 3:15 yesterday morning in a rural area southeast of Wichita. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says that deputies found the woman's 2014 Ford Escape off the road and overturned. The 5-year-old girl was in the vehicle, Alea Reyes, and she died at the scene while the mother had only minor injuries. Officials say that Lori Lamb was arrested on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter, driving under the influence of alcohol, and transporting an open container of alcohol. Elsewhere this morning, Washburn University plans to start its fall semester with in-person classes after the Shawnee County Health Department updated its vaccine plan to include university faculty and staff. And Kansas weather forecasters calling for spring-like temperatures through midweek before the next cool front. That is your Monday Kansas Mid-America Network News.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Much of the Sunflower State will likely see higher electric bills as a result of February's deep freeze, while utility customers in the Kansas City area could get refunds. The difference has to do with how two different divisions of utility giant Evergy fared during the brutal cold. The company's Kansas Central division had to spend an additional $100 million to buy power. Meanwhile, Energy's Metro division that serves Kansas City's area was able to generate $60 million in extra revenue because it was able to generate surplus power and sell it to other utilities. Elsewhere this morning, just one day after state leaders last week announced plans to vaccinate Kansas meatpacking workers, some of those workers received their first dose. At the Creekstone Farms meatpacking plant in Arkansas City, about 100 workers got the COVID-19 vaccine Friday. A clinic was set up with Graves Drugstore, a local pharmacy in the building where workers handle the meat, which helps feed thousands of Americans. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A Nebraska sheriff was found guilty of official misconduct for refusing to accept a man into his jail who was wanted out of South Dakota for kidnapping and sexual assault. Dawes County Sheriff Carl Daly was convicted of the misdemeanor charge following a two-day bench trial in January. Judge Randon Rowland issued a written ruling this past Wednesday. The events unfolded in July of 2019 after a woman who had been dropped off at a hospital in Chadron reported her boyfriend had beaten and raped her at a motel in Crawford, Nebraska. A sentencing... shots over the weekend. The Douglas County Health Department held two large vaccination clinics Saturday at the Millard North and Omaha North High Schools to distribute doses of the new Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine to educators. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Valuation notices have been sent out and are now available. Ag value comparisons from 2020 to 2021 showed approximately a 4% increase. Public Works Administrator reported they would start work on the bridge in Rock Township on 25th Road. Crews will begin hauling rock and blading roads as weather permits. The bridge construction in Lincoln Township is progressing. Helen Barber with Partnership for Growth and Austin Masters with USDA met to discuss financing for the proposed jail project. Current loan rates are 2.125%. The board would need to fill out pre-application papers to see if the county would qualify. A construction loan would need to be secured for actual construction of a jail. Then bonds would be issued to finalize the USDA loan. A bond counsel would need to be retained to assist with the process. Commissioners plan to fund the project with existing funds, along with possibly securing a USDA loan to repay over 10 years while not increasing the current mill levy. Lloyd Builders met. The board recently terminated their contract as construction manager at risk for the proposed jail project. They were a little shocked at the abrupt termination without correspondence prior to the letter. Commissioners assured them it was nothing Lloyd Builders did wrong, but since there's been nothing done on the project for so long, it would be best to start fresh. Lloyd Builders hoped they would consider rebidding the project when it proceeds. County councilors stopped by to advise of surrounding counties' removal of mask mandates, and at this time might put this issue on the agenda to discuss in the near future. Approval was given to hire Bridger Yousey and Brooke Feldhausen as clerks in the appraiser's office. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week, mostly routine business, and included discussion of county roads and maintenance plans. Nemaha County Commissioners advised that some work has been started in connection with the Irish Creek project in Nemaha County. The county attorney will advise NextEra they're in violation of the road use agreement for the project. Work will be suspended until all issues are resolved. The Emergency Preparedness Director advised he checked with the Northeast District Emergency Management concerning large energy bills recently received. He was told there is no federal money available to help with these, and that he should go to the League of Municipalities to file a complaint. Commissioners discussed declaring a state of emergency for the extended cold snap in February, resulting in increased utility costs. Members of the Nemaha County Planning Commission shared concerns regarding performance of Marvin Planning Consultants up to this point. County attorney recommended payments be stopped until the work is completed that is projected by the contract. Dorothy M. Bruns, age 94, of Burchard, passed away Friday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Bruns. Lily C. Harkness passed away December 31st in Arizona. Funeral service is planned Saturday, March 13th, 2 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home will stream the service live on their Facebook page and are in charge of arrangements for Lily Harkness. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and lemon fluff. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This week at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we are celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we have some awesome service projects lined up. Every day, we have a different theme for our dress-up. Today is Patriotic Day. We will start our day off with devotions led by our 7th and 8th grade class. And this afternoon, we'll go bowling at Landall Lanes. Here with me today, I have the kindergarten class, and we are going to sing Jesus Loves Me. But first, let them tell you who they are.
My name is Josiah Miller.
My name is Caden Crawley.
My name is Timothy Jason Shoddy.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him below, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes.
We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education in a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through 8th grade. If you would like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 785-562-3181.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Very warm temperatures for this time of year. We have an upper level ridge across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us some warm temperatures. It looks like temperatures well into the 60s and 70s across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. Dry weather over the next couple of days. We have a low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest, bring us a chance for some rain showers Wednesday night into Thursday, and then cooler air behind it. So across the area, sunny, breezy, mid-70s with wind gust at 30. Tonight, cloudy early, then clearing skies 50 with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, sunny, early, breezy. We'll see highs in the mid-70s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. As we enter Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain at 38 degrees. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high in this date, 84. The average low, 27. Record low is 2 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. Sunshine, 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
History for the Greek Freak and another March moment for Michigan State. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With bragging rights up for grabs at this year's NBA All-Star Game in Atlanta, the league's reigning MVP put together a memorable night.
Here's another three attempt for Giannis.
Oh, no. Banks it home. He's still perfect on another bank three-pointer.
The call on ESPN Radio, Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo became just the second player since 1968 to make all of his shot attempts in an All-Star game, finishing with a game-high of 35 points. Steph Curry added 28 and Damian Lillard had 32, including the game-sealing three-pointer. Team LeBron beat Team Durant 170-150. Antetokounmpo, who became the second player to win the newly named Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP, said winning the award takes on new meaning.
My team has played great, and I was able to win it. And just having, you know, as I said, a trophy after Kobe Bryant, it's amazing. And I know he'll be happy.
Both teams will make donations totaling over $1.5 million to historically black colleges and universities. On the college hardboards, there's something about March that makes Tom Izzo and Michigan State unstoppable.
And Henry's got it. 10 on the shot clock right now. Now to Langford for a three. He got it!
On the Spartan Sports Network, looking to pad their tournament resume with a third win over a top 10 ranked team, Rocket Watts led all scorers with 21 points. Aaron Henry added 18. Michigan State knocked off second-ranked Michigan 70-64. In Houston, a last-second shot may have doomed Memphis's tournament hopes.
Sasser, pass to half-court. Trayvon Mark. Mark turns, spins, fires for the win. Off the glass and in!
On Learfield, IMG College, after Memphis tied the game with 2 seconds left, freshman Tremon Mark's 35-foot three ball at the buzzer helped number 9 Houston sneak out a 67-64 win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Saturday sub-state championships decided as the Hanover boys take down Wetmore 74-37, and the Wetmore girls escape with a 33-32 win over Hanover at Axtell. Frankfort boys' season ended at the hands of top seed Clifton Clyde, 46-32, and the Donovan West girls took Clifton Clyde, 44-33, at Centralia. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs advanced to state, winning over Riverside, 63-41. Valley Falls boys took Riverside, 68-58. And finally, the Marysville boys fell to top seed Royal Valley, 39-31, ending MHS season at 17-4. Sabetha girls outlasted Nemahal Central in double overtime, 27-24. Clay Setter girls stayed perfect on the season with a win over Concordia, 57-25, and it was the Waumega girls over Holton, 55-20. Area teams advancing to state are the Hanover boys and Valley Heights girls, both hosting quarterfinal games Tuesday evening at 6. Second seed, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, 20-1, will host Wabunsee, 9-14, opening Class 2A girls state tournament play. Winner advances to Manhattan Friday. Top seed Hanover boys, 21-1, will host Beloit St. John's Tipton, 12-7, in 1A Division II state tournament action. Winner advances to Great Bend Friday.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. Sales closing date for spring crops is March 15th, so give me, Tammy Sublogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate on Saturday passed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. The package, known as the American Rescue Plan, will extend federal unemployment benefits, offer up to $1,400 in direct payments to individuals earning less than $80,000, and increase funding for several nutrition assistance programs. Additionally, it authorizes several provisions to bolster rural and ag communities, including a pilot program to facilitate the distribution of vaccines and other medical supplies in rural areas, debt relief for historically disadvantaged farmers, and $4 billion to build resilience in the food system. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the legislation provides a lifeline that will keep families afloat until the hardships subside. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said he's grateful to the U.S. Senate for passing the bill, saying the American Rescue Plan is historic, namely for the transformative debt relief it provides to Black, Indigenous, Hispanic, and other farmers of color. Vilsack says USDA stands ready for these important provisions of the bill once it clears Congress and is signed by President Biden. While farmers ramping up towards planting season, drought conditions continue in many of the top corn-growing states. Last week, the U.S. Drought Monitor showed 11% of the Midwest acres in a moderate drought, over half of the High Plains in a severe drought, 19% of the region experiencing extreme drought conditions. Iowa, the number one corn-producing state, faces extreme drought conditions in the northwestern part of their state. Roughly 10% of Iowa is in severe drought. Soil moisture more favorable in Illinois, but the central part of the state is abnormally dry. The entire state of Minnesota also is abnormally dry. Now, more than half of Kansas is abnormally dry, while drought conditions are severe in half of South Dakota. Missouri has much less drought to deal with than other states. Nearly all of Nebraska faces some moisture stress at this point. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, the USMCA updated a number of problematic issues in the old NAFTA agreement, but an area that continues to be murky relates to government procurement contracts involving foreign suppliers. A key sticking point here is that politics and political expediency often override economic realities when it comes to awarding government contracts. Canadian companies have a history of providing unique goods and services to support American government projects, and in light of the Biden administration's strong Buy America policy, Canadian politicians and trade officials are attempting to secure at least some exemptions from Buy American. Canadian officials are scrambling to put some kind of collaborative framework in place as both governments roll out extensive recovery programs in response to the COVID-19-induced recession. Roland Paris is professor of international affairs at the University of Ottawa.
It's really important for Canada to be getting the United States to work collaboratively on whatever economic stimulus and recovery policies that Biden administration is going to pursue, because we want a piece of that business.
The consensus is that Canada cannot expect to receive blanket exemption from Buy American policies. David McNaughton, Canada's ambassador to the United States until 2019, points out that Canada has never promoted or subscribed to a Buy Canadian policy. He says that it's worth pointing out that government procurement contracts have tended to work both ways.
If you look at the facts, American companies supply something like 9% of our government procurement. 9% of it goes to Americans. In our case, it's 0.15 that we get of the American market. Americans do well because we don't have Buy Canada provisions in our procurement policies.
One major policy and alignment is in the area of green or climate-friendly manufacturing. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, it's going to be a great day, folks, and certainly appreciate this weather. Well, it's going to be a big week, guys, on the sales scene. Monday here today on the cattle sale. Thursday, we do have our bred cow, cow-calf bred heifer sale. Excellent run. We'll be back on the radio Thursday morning. Write it down Thursday. That starts at 11 o'clock on the first calf, families, heifers, bred cows, and a very, very nice day. Here today, we will start at 10 o'clock here this morning on a big run of cows and bulls again. Moving right into the hay at noon, feeder cattle at 12:30. Folks, and it's going to be a good one here today. In the hay department, folks, we got a big one, and it is very high-quality hay. In the alfalfa, 105 first cut, square bale, 60 pounds. There's another 24 a third cutting, 29 a fourth cutting, and there's 28 alfalfa mix. In the prairie bales, good hay, 253 on the brome, 99 on the grass, 90, and there's 25 straw. In the big round, if you need alfalfa or prairie, come to Beatrice, Nebraska. High quality, round alfalfa 11, fourth cut, stored in sideways 1786. 11 round alfalfa, third cut at 1699. Round alfalfa 10, second cut. Round alfalfa 7, third cut, weighs 1734. Round alfalfa 6, second cut, new seeding. In the round prairie, I've got a group of 8 and a group of 6 and another group of 8. Very, very good prairie. The Kansas stuff is absolutely outstanding. Weighs 1598. Following up with that, there's round Milo stock 7, round CRP 36, and the round straw 11, round grass 18, and the round corn stocks 21. In the feeder cattle, guys, it is a smaller run this week. Guys kind of lining up again for next week. But certainly, you can put a good set of 5-6 weights together here today. And, folks, you can start off with the Cami Cattlewater DeWitt. 20 black and red steer and heifers are going to be 600 pounds. Odd Body out of Western's got 6 black baldy steers. They're going to be 600. Lisa Meyer out in Nebraska, 8 black baldies. They're going to be 500 to 700. Chalmers out of Nebraska City, 23 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 to 7. 10 a pair at Wilbur, 9 black steers, 700 mites at Wymore, 10 red heifers, 850. Terry Mieske, Weeping Waters, 17 red Angus steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Men's out of Lincoln's got 11 black steer and heifers, 7 to 8 and a half. Andy Schoen out of Adams got 25 red Angus steer and heifers, 6 to 675. Chad Wilson of Bennett, 10 black steers, 500. 25 black heifers, J.V., Chris, Nicholas, Burchard, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. Bus Cattle out of Adams, 11 black steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 450 to 650. Niebrugge out of Nebraska City, 6 black baldy steers, they'll weigh 1,000. St. Off of Crete, 8 red, Char Cross, steer and heifers, weighing 600. Generate out of Brownville's got 10 black steer and heifers, weighing 600. Lades out of Tecumseh, 19 black baldy, red baldy, 5 to 6 and a quarter steer and heifers. McLaughlin at Elmwood, 8 black and red bulls, 6 to 700. We'll certainly catch more feeders today on a great day like today. Hey, at 10 o'clock, folks, and we certainly will be back on the air on Thursday to tell you about our bread cow special, 11 o'clock Thursday. Want to remind you about the Robert Rice, the state auction in Bern, Kansas, Saturday morning. That starts at 9:30. Guys and gals, it's a big one with car, truck, four-wheeler, tractor, implements, lawn and garden, hand tools, power tools, furniture, appliance, household goods, antique collectibles, coins, and guns. That's 9:30. Two-ring auction at Bern, Kansas on Saturday. Have a great day. Thanks for the business. Give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:30 from KNDY. 45 degrees this morning in Marysville, with highs forecast this week well into the 70s.
Migrating birds and plate glass windows are a dangerous combination. We will share some collision prevention tips on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 8th, the 67th day of the year. Musician Mickey Dolenz has a birthday, and the first U.S. combat troops landed in Vietnam on this day in 1965. We'll soon be hearing the songbirds of spring, as well as the unfortunate thud as one tries to fly through a picture window. Here are a few ways to minimize collisions. Shade or screen your windows as much as possible to reduce reflections. Check with your local Humane Society for window decals that will make the glass more visible. And keep an eye out for new technology. In recent years, window films have become available which are visible to birds but not to humans. Fine mesh screens are also touted as a practical solution for helping birds survive a window collision. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Wichita State's men's basketball team won its first ever American Athletic Conference title following an 80-63 victory against South Florida on Saturday. Tyson Etienne led the team with 21 points as Wichita State also extended its winning streak to 7 games. The AAC's preseason poll had the Shockers picked to finish 7th under then interim head coach Isaac Brown. Brown was elevated to head coach and the interim tag lifted on the 26th of February. Now to K-State. Mike McGurl scored 12 of his 17 points in the second half as Kansas State turned aside Iowa State 61-56 to conclude the regular season. McGurl drained a three with 1:41 remaining to give Kansas State a 10-point lead, and the Wildcats held on. DeJohn Gordon added 12 points and Nigel Pack 10 for Kansas State. The Cyclones have now lost 17 straight games and fallen to 0-11 on the road. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Wildcats split a pair with the Wetmore Cardinals in the 1A Substate Championships at Axtell Saturday. Hanover boys take the nightcap in convincing fashion, 74-37. Much like their semifinal round win, a close first half was all Hanover in the second half, outscoring Wetmore 30-6 in a third-quarter run. Hanover had a four-point halftime lead. Cats had three players in double figures, led by Emma Juniman with 22. Blake Heenick adds 12. Colin Juniman with 11. As Hanover improves to 20-1, hosting a state championship playoff next week. Wetmore finished with Kale McQueen scoring 14 points. They go 14-10 on the season. Hanover girls fell 33-32 in the afternoon matchup. Hanover was up by two. Wetmore's Kenzie Strothman hits a tray with just seconds remaining. Kenzie Strothman would lead all scorers with 17 points as Wetmore improves to 17-6. Hanover's top scorer was Keegan Atkins with 18. Lady Wildcats finished the year at 14-6. Wetmore 33, Hanover 32.
Marysville High School basketball season comes to an end with an 18-4 record, losing to the Royal Valley Panthers in the sub-state championship game 39-31. Marysville was led by Jack Lauer with 10 points. Jackson Rader had 8. Gavin Pichel in his final game had 4. Ryder O'Neill had 3. Ben Kirkland had 2. Marysville led this one 5-4 after the first quarter. A big second quarter from Royal Valley ends up with a 5-point deficit, 17-12 at halftime. A solid third quarter brings this one back a little bit closer. Marysville was down 23-22, but then a big fourth quarter that was just too much for Marysville for Royal Valley. Closes this one out. Marysville loses 39-31, sending the career of six seniors, Zach Hakeley, Gavin Pichel, Briar O'Neill, Jackson Rader, Ben Kirkland, and Grant Holly, to an end. And it sends Royal Valley on to the state tournament. Again, Marysville falls in the final game of the season to Royal Valley.